الذين آمنوا إذا قمتم إلى الصلاة فاغسلوا وجوهكم وأيديكم إلى المرافق وامسحوا برؤوسكم وأرجلكم إلى الكعبين وإن كنتم جنبا فاطهروا وإن كنتم مرضى أو على سفر أو جاء أحد منكم من الغائط أو لامستم النساء فلم تجدوا ماء فتيمموا سعيدا طيبا فامسحوا بوجوهكم وأيديكم منه. From the beginning of the surah, we were commanded, يا أيها الذين آمنوا أوفوا بالعقود. Complete the pledges that you have made with Allah Ta'ala. One of the major pledges which I included is the pledge of performing salah, making our namaz. And for namaz, we need taharat, we need purity, we have to be in a state of purity. That is, we have to be in a state of wudu, that is, and therefore that was mentioned first, which wudu is most frequent in our lives. After that was ghusl. Ghusl is less frequent than what wudu is. And now Allah Ta'ala mentions about tayammum, and that is even more less frequent. Perhaps on occasions here and there we have the occasion of making tayammum. But this also is a big favor of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah, that Allah Ta'ala has made tayammum permissible. These masail and these ayat were discussed in a previous ayat in Surah An-Nisa, but here in the sequence of purity and cleanliness, that is wudu, ghusl, so the completion of it is for tayammum, so it is mentioned here again. So Allah Ta'ala says that وَإِن كُنْتُمْ مَرْضَى وَرَذَرْتُمْ بِمَارْهُ. If you are ill and you cannot use wudu, or wudu will delay your health to be returned, and all these masail we will find in the hadith, and from the hadith and Quran together in the fiqh we will find the details of it. The basis of it are outlined here in the Quran Sharif, but the complete details are given in fiqh. And so Allah Ta'ala says, if you are ill and you are not in a position to use water, or ala safari, or ya safar me, or you are on a journey, and in the journey also you don't find water anymore, where, and it's time for a namaz. So namaz is that important injunction and command of Allah which must not be missed. So even if you don't find water and you're on a journey also, أَوْ جَاءَ أَحَدُكُمْ مِنَ الْغَائِطِ, یا کوئی تم میں سے آئے ہیں جارے ضرور سے, or somebody has, you of you has come from the toilet, that is you have relieved yourself, and in that there also you don't find water, أَوْ لَامَسْتُمُ النِّسَاءِ, یا پاس گئے ہو عورتوں کے, or you had relationship, sexual relationships with women, and all the details were given, when does ghusl become compulsory, when a person meets with a woman. So in all these cases, and all the more details which come in the hadith, and which come in the fiqh, or the jurisprudence, all the details, and in all those cases Allah says, وَلَمْ تَجِدُوا مَاءً فِرْ نَبْعَوْتُمْ pani, and you don't find water to purify yourself. فَتَيَمَّمُوا سَعِيدًا طَيِّبًا, to قَصْد كَرُوا مِتِّي پَاكَ, then make the intention. That is actually what tayammum is intention. And the intention is farad in tayammum. In wudu, if we don't make intention, wudu will be made. But though we should definitely make wudu and get the intention of wudu, so that we get the rewards of wudu. But wudu will be made, tayammum, intention has to be made. And sa'idan tayyiban, pure ground, that is, which is pure ground, or anything that is made of it and its condition has not changed. That is, for example, a brick on which you can make tayammum, but there wasn't plaster and paint on it, etc. So all the details which are given in fiqh, when that condition comes, Then Allah says, فَمْسَحُوا بِوْجُوهِكُمْ وَإِدِيكُمْ مِنْ تو مل لو اپنے منہ اور ہاتھ اس سے. Then rub, put your hands on that sand and rub your hands on your face and on your hands. That is the whole face. You make the emum and rub your hands on it. And then you rub your hands on your whole hand, your arms also, including the elbows. All that part, both the right and the left, then your tayammum will be made. And in that case now, this is a great favor of Allah, that Allah has made it now permissible. You can perform your salah, you can perform, read your Quran Sharif, etc. All the things that are permissible by wudu and ghusl, now by tayammum, all that becomes permissible. This is a great favor of Allah Ta'ala upon this ummah, especially on this ummah, that Allah made tayammum permissible. And it is a great gift of Allah Ta'ala. The crux of it is that this also shows the importance of namaz. That in namaz, in no condition should namaz be must. Namaz be made under all circumstances and all conditions. May Allah Ta'ala give us tawfiq to understand the importance of namaz and the importance of the preparation of namaz, which is commonly wudu. And when ghusl is necessary, then ghusl also, and Allah has permitted tayammum also. But namaz must not be must. Namaz is the most important command of Allah Ta'ala after iman, and that we must look after properly. May Allah Ta'ala give us all tawfiq.